What's hot now at Solo Stove? Welcome back to Textonation. I'm Fred Fishkin. With us from Solo Stove is product marketing manager Ty Hancock. Hi, Ty.
Hey, Fred. I appreciate you having me on today. It's a pleasure to be here and excited to have a good chat.
Great to see you. So Solo Stove started out, like a dozen years ago with first a backpacking stove. And then came backyard fire pits, nearly smokeless, and a whole lot more. Today, Solo continues to turn up the heat. Give us a bit of an overview of what's new.
Sure, yeah. We've been up to quite a bit in the past year or so. Since Solo Stove and subsequently Solo Brands went public in 2021, we've been focusing on product innovation over here at Solo Stove with kind of our singular vision is to still help people create good moments that lead to lasting memories. And that's kind of our focus. We really want people to be able to enjoy the time that they spend using our products and create memories with those people that they are engaging with our products with. So over the past year, last year in 2022, we had our biggest product launch year to date in the history of the company. Launched quite a few new products, including a beautiful new category of pizza. And we launched the Solo Stove Pie, which was our signature product in that category. But then we also entered into some other categories like tabletop fire. We entered into some new fuel spaces, such as pellet fueled patio heaters and whatnot. So really trying to drive innovation, but still focused around helping people create those good memories with our products.
And a couple of the hallmarks, I suppose, are the stainless steel construction, for the most part anyway, right? And the sure. Lifetime warranties on everything, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, stainless steel is kind of it's a signature finish material that we use in our products, very recognizable. If you were to say to most people I work at Solo Stove, they would say, are those the metal fire pits that I see on Facebook or Instagram? So the stainless steel is a signature of Solo Stove. And then also, yeah, lifetime warranty. We definitely stand behind the products that we make and that we produce. And we also want everybody else to trust that we're going to back them up as well. And it's not something that you see a whole lot of nowadays, especially in the line of work that we're doing with fire and intense heat and these products that are to be used outdoors and potentially even beat up a little bit. Lifetime warranty is a big deal. So it's something that customers can rely on and they can count on for us. And it just gives them a little bit more of a backstop, if you will, that they can count on from our side.
Really interesting. The newest product that you have is kind of an add-on, I think, for your fire pits. Tell us about it, what you're doing.
Yes, sir. So we've innovated a few. We like to create the accessories for our fire pits, and most of them are driven by customers, by feedback that we get from customers, from their experience sitting around the fire. And this most recent product launch was for a pellet adapter for the fire pits. As I mentioned earlier, we launched a pellet fueled patio heater in 2022. But we also have seen that in our communities on social media, feedback that we've been given from product tester groups that we have, that people wanted another fuel source for their fire pit. And pellets kind of emerged as that fuel source. And so as we were working with people to develop this product, we were asking about the needs and the wants and the desires of the experience to have around the fire. The pellet adapter was born from that, essentially. We really tried to listen to our customers and let them kind of tell us what they want and how we can be of benefit to them in their experience in the backyard. And that was the most recent item that they expressed interest in, and so far it's been successful for us, and we've gotten great feedback already. People are getting their pellet adapters and they're sending us pictures back of their burns. And really what it allows you to do is have a stoke-free, a maintenance-free flame for up to 2+ hours if you fill your fire pit all the way up with pellets. So instead of stoking the logs and tending the fire, it's kind of more of a set and forget type of fire. And I say forget hesitantly because we always recommend people are vigilant around their fires, but it's a hands-off type of burn. So different, a little bit different type of experience, but yet great for extended burns.
Yeah, and I have to wonder the economics of it. I'm not sure how they work out, if it's more expensive to be using pellets than what I assume it might be, but there are some variables involved here, right?
Yeah, there's quite a few variables. And there's variables even in how long you want to burn your fire. So we say that you can burn for 2+ hours on a full fire pit full of pellets. But you can temper that to the level or the time that you want to spend around your fire. So if you want to spend 1 hour around your fire, you can kind of tailor the amount of pellets that you put into your fire pit and burn for 1 hour. There are pellets that you can find for 40-pound bags that range in the $6 to $7 mark. So that's fairly affordable. And a fire pit, a bonfire that is filled to the brim with pellets can hold about 45 pounds. That's the most popular size. So you don't have to fill it all the way up, but you can have a 2-hour+ fire for around $6 to $7. On the other side, obviously you have all kinds of different woods. We obviously always recommend burning hardwoods in our stoves just because of the sap and the pitch content that maybe some of the softer woods can have. But you can find firewood for similar prices to pellets in that $6 to $7 per small bundle. As well. So really, it depends on the type of wood that you want, how much you're going to be burning them. And then also the type of pellets is going to heavily depend on price as well. Softwood versus hardwood pellets, cooking pellets versus non-cooking pellets. So there's different nuances to each type of fuel. But really, we want to be able to give customers the choice. They can kind of tailor and customize their flame to whatever their experience, whatever they desire.
And the pandemic really added some fuel to your sales, I understand.
I think that what people kind of came to realize during the pandemic is how important it is to spend time outside. I think that there was a lot of focus early on about kind of staying home, making sure that you're staying out of contact with large multitudes of people. However, when they started to be outside and resort to that almost primal feeling of having a campfire in their backyard, it couldn't help but, and excuse my pun here, but it couldn't help but catch fire. It just progressively spread. And the word of mouth was exceptional for us because multiple people started telling their friends about fire pits. They wanted to have this experience. They wanted to be able to experience something so primal in their own space. And it caught on like wildfire. Again, no pun intended. It just fits super well.
you can intend them. It's okay.
Okay. All right.
Something else that's really caught on for you, pretty hot, as you might say, is pizza. You mentioned it before. So tell us, there's a lot of competition in this space. More and more backyard pizza ovens, some indoors as well. What are your advantages with what you've come out with, the pie? And I think there's one called the pie fire as well.
Correct. Yes. So you're totally right. Pizza is a hot category at the moment. But what we really tried to focus on is remaining true to Solo Stove's, our brand language, so our design language. So you'll notice that our pizza oven is very distinctive in look from some of the other pizza ovens that are on the market. And we also wanted to bring in some of our expertise from smokeless flames into our pizza ovens as well. So really, really understanding the airflow and the dynamics that it takes to create a beautiful fire in a fire pit, some of the same principles are used in our pizza oven and are used to help cook a beautiful pizza. For example, I'll just kind of touch on a couple of points. We wanted to incorporate a very traditional style of cooking into the pizza oven. And so the internal structure actually has a demi-domed shape, just like you would see in Italian ovens of 200-300 years ago, and even today, Our pizza oven has a domed interior roof. And what that allows the oven to do is trap a hot pocket of air above the toppings, and allows the toppings to cook because of that hot pocket of air, while the crust is also cooking because of the cordierite stone that has been preheated. So you're getting a cook from both sides. And then in addition to maintaining that hot pocket of air above the toppings, you also have a circular oven on the inside. So there's not going to be any corners like you would have in a square oven, where there's going to be hot and cold zones. Air is able to freely circulate throughout the oven, creating a much more even cook and a lot more forgiving cook, to be honest with you. As I mentioned before, we wanted to maintain our reputation of being very easy to use products. And so the pie is a great example of that. It's a forgiving pizza oven. Sometimes it can be tricky to learn pizza, and pizza is an art form in and of itself. And you'll find that as you dive down into all of the archives of social media pizza. But what we wanted to do is make sure that this was an approachable pizza oven for the beginner, but also an advanced enough pizza oven for the artisan who wants to cook pizza as well. So really making it user-friendly was also one of the highlights of the pizza oven.
And you give people an option to go with the wood, or you have an add-on to adapt this to propane?
Yes, that's correct. So the base pizza oven standalone, it is a wood-fueled pizza oven. The rear door removes, and you can fuel the oven in there with whatever type of wood that you prefer. But also we do give the option to add on a gas burner to the back, where it simply screws onto the rear. You hook up a standard propane tank, and then you can burn and cook pizzas for about 20 hours on a single propane tank. So you get the versatility of whichever one you want. If you want to just very, very entry level and go with the wood, you're obviously welcome to do that. It does take a little bit more maintenance for the wood. You'll get a little bit of different type of flavor profile from the wood just because of its properties, and you're going to get a little bit more soot and a little bit more of that wood fired flavor. But the propane, if you're hosting 5-6 people at a time, allows you to cook pizzas without worrying about the flame. It's kind of a set and forget mentality, where you're able to whip out a bunch of pizzas simultaneously and not worry about maintaining the heat. One thing that I didn't mention that you touched on was the Pi Fire, which I didn't get to, but the Pi Fire is a pizza oven for the fire pits. And it is a separate unit from the pizza oven that we launched as its own entity. So the Pi Fire works on top of the fire pits. And then the Pi, which is the standalone pizza oven, works on its own.
Very, very neat. I was going to say cool, but it's not cool at all.
It's hot. Yeah.
So tell me, you've got the ovens out now, and then you come out with the add-ons.
Sure.
And you're going to make the pizza almost for it. And the only thing you're not delivering is the pizza itself. You're selling the dough already made, the sauce, the cheese. What can people order from you to streamline this process?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great call out. One of the big barriers that we saw for people having a great pizza night was the crust, the dough. I have to make this dough. I have to source all the ingredients, go to the store, et cetera. And we wanted to tackle that barrier. We wanted to chop that barrier down, make it as easy as possible for people to enjoy a phenomenal pizza.
You didn't say easy as pie, but go ahead.
Exactly. Easy as pie. It fits so well that we have, I think we may or may not use that tagline every now and then. So keep your eyes open. But yeah, so we have dough balls up on our website available for purchase in either a 12 or a 24 pack. And really those dough balls are made with four ingredients. They're a Neapolitan style dough. So it's water, 00 flour, active yeast, which is rarity in a frozen dough ball. And then lastly, salt. Those are the only four ingredients in those dough balls. That's a traditional Neapolitan style dough. So shipped straight to your door, packed with dry ice so that they still arrive frozen. They'll last in your fridge for 5 months. When you're ready to cook them, take them out of they'll last in your freezer for 5 months. When you're ready to cook them, take them out for 4 hours, let them proof, come to room temperature, and you're ready to go. And you don't have to spend the time mixing the dough, making sure all of your ratios are correct. It's very, very simple. And then we have an additional pack where we source some ingredients from well-known companies that are pizza companies. So Izzo's pepperoni, which comes in an absurd 3-foot long stick that's insane, but it's so cool. And the pepperoni is so delicious. We also have a sauce that we ship out, and then a whole milk mozzarella. So really you can have a whole pizza kit delivered straight to your door, frozen, and keep it that way for 5 months if you like, but also have it ready to go that same night if you also wish. So really we just want to make it as simple as possible for people to enjoy the oven, enjoy the company that they have with people, and be as frictionless as possible.
So now that you've got us all really, really hungry, what can you tell us about what's next coming from Solo Stove? You guys are really churning out the product.
Yeah, I think now I can only divulge so much here. So what I can tell you is that we're definitely focused on ensuring that people, let's see, how do I say this here? We want to make sure that we are focusing on our core products, or our fire pits is one. And then we also want to innovate on into new categories. So new categories within the backyard, new categories within pizza, new items within pizza. We want to make sure that people can come to us for all of their pizza needs. We want to be the source of truth for pizza in the backyard. But we also want to expand our horizons. So we also want people to come to us for other innovative products. So I can give very, very light overview details just because of the nature of we're a public company now and I can't release everything that we have, but we'd have very exciting things on the horizon. We have a lot of cool things planned for this year. We've only released, let's see, two products this year. So the Mesa XL and the Pellet Adapter, but we have quite a few more up our sleeve, ranging from summertime products to fall wintertime products. So there's plenty more coming out from Solo Stove that is exciting that you might not expect, that you might furrow your brow and say, I didn't take Solo Stove to be in that game. But it works when you think of what we're trying to do with our products. What we're trying to do is help people create memories. Right now, we do that around fire pits. We do that around pizza. And we do that around some other cooking accessories that we have, stoves and whatnot. But we can do that with other things as well. We can do that with other categories. So a lot of exciting things on the horizon for Solo Stove.
Sounds terrific. And we only touched on some of the products that we encourage you to go to solostove.com for a lot more information. Ty Hancock, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me on, Fred. And it was great to have a conversation with you. And yeah, thank you so much.
Now this. It takes a lot of listening to build a better radio. And that's just what the folks at Sea Crane have done. Bob Crane and his crew, nestled among the rivers and tallest trees in the world in Fortuna, California, have made a habit of listening to their customers. And that's just what they've done in building the CC SkyWave SSB, the Swiss Army knife of portable radios. For everyday listening to AM or FM in the yard or patio or on the nightstand without having to drain a mobile phone battery, it's a great companion. But it is also a companion equipped for NOAA weather information and alerts that can be life-saving. You can listen to FEMA and Coast Guard transmissions, too. Beyond all of that, you can tune into shortwave signals from around the world. It's compact, easy to take with you, and built to last. The CC SkyWave SSB. Click on the link at textination.com.